Okay, so we're up to the last two lines of Yigdal. So it starts, Yishlach l'keitz hayomim mishichenu, l'ftois mechakei keitz Yeshua soy. Yishlach l'keitz hayomim mishichenu. Hashem will send our Mashiach, that's Yishlach mishichenu, l'keitz hayomim at the end of days. Usually the word days is spelled in Lashon Kodesh, yomim, with a mem at the end, not a nun. However, over here, the expression is l'keitz hayamin. You find one time in Tanakh where it refers to the end of days as keitz hayamin with a nun, and that is the final pasuk in Sefer Daniel. It says in Sefer Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'sa'amoyd l'goyr olcho l'keitz hayamin. That's how Sefer Daniel ends. So l'keitz hayamin means at the end of days. If it would mean the right, like yamin, so it would be with a shva under the first yud, yamin. But yamin, it's actually replacing the word yamim. Why it does it here, I'm not sure. Maybe with the expression of the pasuk at the end of the Daniel, which is also talking about the end of days, the keitz hayamin. But Rashi over there in Daniel and the other mafarshim say clearly that it means there not anything to do with right, but it has to do with days, as if it says yamim. So yishlach lekeitz hayamin mishichenu, Hashem at the end of days will send our Mashiach. Leftois mechakei keitz Yeshua soy. What is Keitz Yeshua Soi mean? Keitz Yeshua Soi means Hashem's final Yeshua, final salvation. So Liftois means to redeem, Mechakei, the one who are Mechakei, the ones who wait and who long for what? For Keitz Yeshua Soi. So not Mechakei Keitz, these are Mechakei, people who wait for Keitz Yeshua Soi, for the final salvation. So when you think about these words, the mashmos, the implication of these words, is mamish scary. What does it say? At the end of days, Hashem is going to send Mashiach. This is what we're all waiting for. Liftois, Hashem is going to redeem who when He sends Mashiach? Hashem will redeem Mechakei Keitz Yeshua Soi, the people who are longing for Hashem's final Yeshua. It would sound like who's going to be redeemed at the time of Mashiach? The people who are waiting anxiously for Mashiach. But the people who couldn't care less and don't really see the great Maila and having Mashiach here, they're doing just fine without Mashiach. They don't think about it every day and long for the return of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash of Mashiach. They are not going to be part of the redemption of Mashiach. This is a very scary thing that's meduyik in this shir of Yigdal. I was once heard a shmuz from Rabbi Fall Shmulevitz, who is one of the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He's the son of Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. And it was before Tisha B'Av, he was talking all about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And he said this idea, he said that we could see this almost openly in a Gemara, in a Beferish Gemara, in Tainus Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara says over there, the first part of this Gemara is very famous. In Tainus Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim, anyone who mourns properly on Yerushalayim, on the fact that we're missing Yerushalayim, HaBnuya, and the Beis HaMikdash, Zoyche V'Roye B'Simcha So. That means he will merit to see the Simcha. When Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, a person will see that if he is Misabel Al Yerushalayim. However, the second part of this Gemara is not so famous. And the second part continues, V'she'enoi misabel al Yerushalayim. If somebody does not mourn properly on the loss of Yerushalayim, Einoi roye b'simchasa, then he will not see the Simcha, he will not see the coming of Mashiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Said Rabbi Fall, you see from this Gemara that the Inyan of Avelus on Yerushalayim, a person longing for Mashiach and for the return of Yerushalayim, it's not just an Inyan of a Schus, it's actually a tnai. Zchus means that it's a good thing, a reward for us, that a person can merit the seeing of Yerushalayim Abenuya if he's misabel on Yerushalayim. That's the famous part of the Gemara. That's the optimistic part of the Gemara. If a person is misabel on Yerushalayim, zaycha v'roya v'simchasa. But Rabbi Fall said, you see that it's also a tnai. It's also a condition, a prerequisite for someone who wants to come and be zaycha v'roya v'simchasa at the time of Mashiach. He has to be Misabal Yerushalayim. If she ain't Misabal Yerushalayim, Chas v'Shalom, then ain't a roya v'simchasa. And I remember that he brought the tefillah of Yigdal. He mentioned the line that we just read now: Yishlach l'keitz hayamim v'shichenu liftois mechakei keitz Yeshua soy. That Hashem is going to redeem in the times of Mashiach the people who are hoping and longing for Mashiach. And he explained it the way we just explained it: that Hashem at the times of Mashiach is going to redeem the people who are waiting anxiously for Mashiach. There's a famous piece in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, which is the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He wrote a Siddur called Beis Yaakov, and the piece is not over here in Yigdal, but actually it's in Dinei Tisha B'Av. In the Sefer Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, before each tefillah of each yantif, he talks a little bit about the yantif and goes through a synopsis of the hilchos of that chag. So he says in Dinei Tisha B'Av, right before he brings down the tefillahs of Tisha B'Av, it's on page Shin Yud Dalet in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, and he says there that it appears to me that the reason for the Arichus HaGolos, the reason why the Golos is so long and why we have such Kefalach HaTzaras in our Golos, is Mishum She'ein Mis'ablim Ayu Yerushalayim Karoi. It's so important to be Mis'abel on Yerushalayim, to realize what we're missing and to long for the coming of Mashiach and the return of Yerushalayim. Says that the whole reason why Hashem is not bringing us back is because Ein Mis'ablim Ayu Yerushalayim Karoi. He says, I'm sure if we would fix that problem and we would taka be so anxious and so excited and anticipate the coming of Mashiach, then Hashem would have to bring Mashiach. And this is what we're bringing out over here, that a person has to be mechaka keitzishua say, and it's a prerequisite for a person to be around, to witness and to experience the simcha of Yerushalayim. A person has to be considered a mechaka keitzishua say. The emes, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in the end of Yirmiyah, kapitel lamed, says, Tzion hi, doyresh ein lo. Talking about Yerushalayim, Tzion hi, it is Tzion, doyresh ein lo, it has no one to seek it out. And the Gemara in a few places, the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah, and the Lamed Amar Aleph, and the Gemara is also in Sukkah, and the Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara brings down this pasuk and says, Tzion hi, doyresh ein lo, michlal d'boye drisha. If the pasuk is complaining, the Navi is complaining, doyresh ein lo, that there's no one who seeks out in Yerushalayim, what we see from this pasuk is, says the Gemara, mechlal d'boye drisha. We see that it needs seeking out, that it requires seeking out. And according to what we're saying, it's not just an idea that the Gemara is trying to tell us that a person is supposed to long for Yerushalayim. It's not just that he's supposed to. It's mamash a prerequisite, d'boye drisha, that it needs drisha. If a person does not seek out Yerushalayim, he doesn't wait for Mashiach to come, if he thinks everything is fine just the way it is without Mashiach and our beautiful galus, so then he's someone who's not going to experience the tziyon hi, he's not going to experience that simcha of Yerushalayim. Now this is obviously, this line in Yigdal here is Keneged, the most famous of the Ani Mamins. It's the 12th Iker, the 12th principle. The reason, of course, why it's the most famous is because there are most songs to this Ani Mamin more than any other one. But the whole reason why there is more songs to this Ani Mamin is because this is a very easy, beautiful, optimistic Ani Mamin that has only good in it. It doesn't obligate us to do anything. It doesn't frighten us that Hashem is watching us or anything. It's just totally happy and optimistic that we're just waiting for Mashiach and Mashiach will come and save the day and everything will be beautiful. So Lamai said, if you look a little bit deeper into this Ani Mamin, let's see exactly what it says. It says, Ani Mamin b'emunah shleimah, that a person says, I believe with the full faith, b'vias ha-Mashiach, that there will be such a thing as b'vias ha-Mashiach. Mashiach will come, which is what we said just now, yishlach l'keitzei yamim mishichenu, that Hashem will send Mashiach. That is l'chayr, the end of what's the most important thing here, which is that a person has to believe in order to be considered a maimon, and not a koifer, like we said in our introduction to Yigdal, that these 13 principles of faith, this is what makes a person classified as a maimon, if he believes these 13 things. So the 12th one is that he has to believe that Mashiach is going to come. But it's interesting that the mechaber of Ani Maimon, which is either the Rambam himself, or Alpi the Rambam of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he adds a few more words. And he says, V'af al pisha yisma meya, even though he might delay, and Mashiach is not here yet, im kol zeh, nevertheless, achak Elohi b'chol yoyim shayavoy. I will wait for him and anticipate the coming of Mashiach b'chol yoyim, every single day. So this l'chayra bothered me. It's a beautiful thing to say that we wait for Mashiach, but what does this have to do with the Yud Gimel Ikrim? The Yud Gimel Ikrim is beliefs. The person has to believe. He has to believe that Hashem is Achor. He has to believe that there's Schar V'Oinish. He has to believe that the Mashiach is going to come. But now we throw in, by the way, don't think you lost me. I'm still waiting, even if Mashiach delays and is not here yet. I'm still waiting every day that it'll come. It would be mashma from the fact that this is mentioned in the Ani Mamin itself, Amayr Dik HaChidish, that included in the Iker, in the principle of faith, that a person has to be a Mamin in Bias HaMashiach, is that he also has to be a Mechake. He also has to wait for the Mashiach to come. What makes a person a maimon and not a koifer is not just if he believes that there's Mashiach, but it also if he waits for Mashiach to come. We just mentioned one aspect, that if he doesn't wait, if he's not a mechake keitz Yeshua Asai, so then he's not going to be roya v'simchasa. But not just that he's not going to be roya v'simchasa. It would sound like in this Ani Mamin, that if a person is not waiting for Mashiach, he does not go into the category of being a maimon. A maimon is someone who believes, and when it comes to Mashiach, it's not enough to believe, it's that a person has to actually be a mechake. And I think that we see this chiddush mefurish in the Rambam himself. The Rambam in the Hilchos Malachim, one of the last halachas in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, he talks all about Mashiach and Tchias HaMesim and things that will happen b'achos hayomim. In Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam talks about what's going to happen at the times of Mashiach. And the Rambam says like this, HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamoid Ulahachzir Malchus Beis David Liyoshna. Melech Mashiach is going to come when it's time for Mashiach to come, and he's going to return Malchus Beis David. He's going to bring back the Malchus Beis David like it was. Ubayne Mikdash, he's going to build for us the Beis HaMikdash. Umekabetz Nitcha Yisrael, and he'll gather in all the Yidden who are dispersed throughout the Golos. Now here comes the Rambam. V'chol mi she'eino ma'amin boy, and anyone who does not believe this, that Mashiach is going to come, oy mi she'eino mechake libi osai, or someone who does not wait for his coming, so the Rambam loy b'shar neviim b'lvaru koifer, ela b'toyra uva Moshe Rabbeinu. He is not just koifer in all the words of the neviim that they promised and guaranteed that Mashiach is going to come. He's also a koifer in the Torah itself and Moshe Rabbeinu, because in the Torah itself there's psukim that guarantee that Mashiach is going to come, and the Rambam continues to bring psukim. But let's look carefully at the Lashon HaRambam. V'chol misha, who is considered a koifer and not a maimon? V'chol misha einoi ma'amin boy, anyone who does not believe this, oy misha einoi mechake lebiyosai. Sounds like a Moira de Kazakh. That the Rambam is saying, anyone who doesn't believe that Mashiach is going to come, or if he does believe that Mashiach is going to come, but he's einoi mechake lebiyosai, he doesn't long for the coming of Mashiach, for the return of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, he is considered a koifer and not a maimon. And I think it's based on this Rambam that we say in Ani Maimon, that in addition to saying that we believe B'vias HaMashiach, we have to throw in to make sure that we fall into the category of a maimon and not a koifer. We have to say, V'af ma'pi she'yismameya, even though it's delaying, I'm still there, I'm still waiting, anticipating every day the coming of Mashiach. Because specifically by this principle, by this ikar of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, it's not enough to just believe it, but it has to be mamish in our hearts, alive every single day, that we wait for Mashiach to come. As the Rambam says, if a person is not mamin, or even if he is mamin, but he's not mechake lebiyosai, then he unfortunately is bechlal, a koifer, and therefore all of us who want to be considered bechlal maminim, this is something that a person has to obviously be ma'ir in himself. And the way a person is ma'ir in himself to be a mechake keitz yishuasai, is for a person to learn a little bit about what was going on in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and what Yerushalayim was in the days of glory. And then he realized what we're missing, he realized ma chaser. In order to see ma chaser, you have to see ma haya. A person has to always know what was there in order to realize what was missing. And amidst Hashem, if we have an opportunity, now is not the time in the miskeres of a beer tefillah here, but to talk a little more about Yerushalayim, about the Beis HaMikdash. Amidst Hashem, we should never have the opportunity. Before the next shmuz, we should have Mashiach come, we won't have to talk about it. But if that doesn't happen, we should be ma'ir in ourselves the idea of what Yerushalayim was, and what it was when there was Geula and the Beis HaMikdash, and then a person could really feel the Mechake Keitz. And this is something that we mention here, Yishlach L'Keitz HaYamim Mishichenu, Liftois Mechake Keitz Yishu Asai. The fact that we mention Mechake Keitz Yishu Asai now is 2 points. First of all, that the people who will be redeemed are the people who are waiting. If a person is not waiting, as Rabbi Fal Shmulevitz pointed out from the Gemara and Tainas, that if a person is Einai Mesabu Yishalayim, he doesn't miss Yishalayim, he's not longing for it, then he unfortunately will not be part of the great experience of Zaycha V'Raya B'Simchasa. But in addition to that, in order to be considered a believer, a maimon and not a koifer, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim is telling us that a person has to not only believe in the coming of Mashiach, but also he has to be a mechake in the coming of Mashiach. The final one, the final line in the song of Yigdal, talks about Tchias HaMesim. Mesim Michaye Kel Beroiv Chastoi. Hashem, Beroiv Chastoi, with his great kindness, will be Michaye Mesim, will revive all the dead people. Baruch Adayat Shem Tehilasoi. When we end the song, so we end the song with the Shvach, the praise of Hashem, that Hashem's Shem Tehilasoi, Hashem's praised name, is Baruch Adayat, is blessed forever. That has nothing to do with the Iker, that is just the way to end the song in a way of Shvach to Hashem. But the 13th of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that we're mentioning over here is the Iker of Tchias HaMesim, Mesim Yechaya Kel, Beroiv Chastoi. What does it say in the 13th Ani Mamin that corresponds to this line? We say Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shleima. Shetia Tchias HaMesim, that there will be Tchias HaMesim, Hashem will revive all the people that died, that are roi for Tchias HaMesim. When will that be? Be'eis sheyale rotzoin, me'eis haboire yisbarach shemoi. At the time that Hashem sees fit. And now this is very important. A lot of people that talk a lot about when is Tchias HaMeisim going to be, when is Meis HaMashiach and Olam Haba, and Machlokes and about this. The best thing in these types of discussions is to follow the Rambam, that the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam sets a very important yesod that's nageh to all these types of shailas. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, says as follows, for Chol Eilu Hadvarim, for Kayotze Behen, all these things he's talking about, Yemais HaMashiach, and Olam Haba, and Tchias HaMeisim, all these types of things, you should remember this expression, Lo Yeda HaAdam Eich Yu Ad Sheyu. Again, Lo Yeda HaAdam Eich Yu, people will not know how they will be, Ad Sheyu, until they will be. There's a lot of machlokes, and there's a lot of psukim between Madaik this way and that way, and there's Midrashim. Everybody who says a Shita has a Raya to a Shita. It's all true. There's a lot of steers, there's a lot of things that are unclear. There's no direct Kabbalah Messiah exactly when things are going to happen, what year Tchias HaMeisim is going to take place, and what's going to be first, and what's it going to look like. A lot of machlokes, and even among the Rishonim. But the Rambam says, Lo Yeda Adam Echiyu Ad Sheyu. No one can know for sure what's going to be until it's going to be. And therefore the Rambam says, Al Kopanim, over there, the Rambam says, Al Kopanim Ein Sidur Havayis Dvarim Eilu. The order of all these types of things, V'loy Diktukon Ikar Hadas. These things are not from the Ikarei Hadas. These are not the principles of faith. The Rambam didn't include them in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. You have to believe that there's Yemais HaMashiach. You have to believe that there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Yud Gimel Ikrim what's going to be first, and what's going to be second, and when it's going to come, and how it's going to look. These things are not part of the Ikrei Hadas. Says the Rambam, Ela Yechake V'Yamin B'Chlal HaDover. A person should be Mechake and Ma'amin B'Chlal HaDover, and the thing in general. And here again he stresses Yechake V'Yamin, the two points that we mentioned before, not just to believe it, to be Ma'amin, but also Yechake, that a person should long for the returning of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. But this is the type of thing, when we talk about Tchias HaMeisim, we have to believe that Mashiach is going to come and that Tchias HaMeisim will come. And as it says in the Ani Ma'amin, Tchias HaMeisim, Be'eis Sheyala Rotzei Me'eis HaBarei Yisbach Shemoy. That's one thing for sure we know. We don't know a year number, we don't know what's going to come first, but we know that it's going to be Be'eis Sheyala Rotzei Me'eis HaBarei Yisbach Shemoy. At the time that Hashem sees fit to do Tchias HaMeisim, He'll do Tchias HaMeisim. Not a second before, and not a second after. And the Ani Ma'amin over there ends also with the praise of Hashem's name. Once we mention HaBarei Yisbach Shemoy, so it says there, V'yis'ala Zichroi, La'aru, L'netzach, Netzachim, Hashem's name and Hashem's mention should be praised and exalted forever. Again, similar to the ending of Yigdal when we say, Baruch Adayad, Shem Tehilasa. So I just want to mention, once we mentioned this idea of Tchias HaMeisim, a Ritva, a Maridika Ritva, we mentioned before the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that says that if a person is misabel on Yerushalayim, he mourns properly for Yerushalayim, he'll be zeicha v'roya b'simchasa. The Ritva on that Gemara in Tainus, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says an incredible chiddush. It's kedai to know. The Ritva says, besides the Tchias HaMeisim that we mentioned in the 13th Ikkari, that Hashem is going to bring Tchias HaMeisim, for everybody who's roy for Tchias HaMeisim, whenever Hashem wants to bring Tchias HaMeisim, besides that general Tchias HaMeisim, there will be a special Tchias HaMeisim, a Bazundra Tchias HaMeisim, at the time that Mashiach comes, and the Beis HaMikdash is built, there'll be a special Tchias HaMeisim, La'oison Shemesu Begalus, for those people who died during the Galus, V'chiku LiYeshua, and we're waiting for the Yeshua. For people who died in Galus, but they were people who were Mechake Keitz Yeshua, sorry, they were Chiku LiYeshua, there will be a special Tchias HaMeisim. And this is included in the Havtacha of Chazal, when it says, Kol HaMisabel HaYerushalayim, anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim is Zoyche V'Roya B'Simchasa. It doesn't just mean that those people will be alive at the time of Mashiach coming. It means even if they died in the Galus, still there'll be a special, and I haven't seen this anywhere else, that besides the Tchias HaMeisim that will be for everybody who's fit for Tchias HaMeisim, Be'ez Sheyala Ratzin, still there will be another, besides that, there will be another Tchias HaMeisim for the people who are Mesu B'Galus, for Chiku LiYeshua. And this is a Meiridik HaChizik for us, because a person feels, even if we reach any sort of Madrega of being Mechaka LiYeshua and you Ma'ir yourself, you say, how is it possible that I could ever hope for Mashiach more than the Chavetz Chaim? I'm sure the Chavetz Chaim was Mechaka LiYeshua very much. And you see, he was Nifta before Mashiach came. And I'm sure there were reasons that Mashiach didn't come. Wonderful. But Lamaisa, it was Mechaka Kate. No one was Mechaka LiYeshua more than the Chavetz Chaim. And he didn't see it. The Rambam himself, the Rambam who wrote that a person who is not Mechaka LiYeshua, he is someone who is a Koifer and not a Mamin. You could be sure that the Rambam sat every day and was Mechaka, not only Mamin and Be'ez HaMashiach, but Mechaka and Be'ez HaMashiach. And the Rambam was Nifta hundreds of years before Mashiach is going to come. So how could it be? We could get a Chalish Sadas. But with this Ritva, everything is Miyushev Kamin Chaymer. The Ritvas is saying that it doesn't say that these people will still be alive at the time of Mashiach. But even if these people died in the Golos, but they're going to come back. They're going to be Zeicha V'Rei B'Simchosa, exactly like Chazal tells us. If they were Mesu B'Golos V'Chiku L'Yeshua, they're going to have this special Tchias HaMesim. Before the times of Tchias HaMesim, of everybody coming back, the special coming to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the coming of Mashiach, as Mashiach comes, these people will come back and they'll have the special Tchias HaMesim. So this is something that, again, there are two different ikrim, the ikr of Bias HaMashiach and the ikr of Tchias HaMesim. But besides the Tchias HaMesim that there'll be, at the end of time, the Ritva is teaching us a Meridika thing, that there will also be a Tchias HaMesim at the time of Bias HaMashiach. And that won't include everyone, but that will include all the people who are Mesu Begalos and Chiku LeYeshua. So a person could be assured, if he's Masabala Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'Rei V'Simchasa, even if Mashiach will come at a time after Chas V'Shalom, if he doesn't come in our days, it'll be after the times of Patira, but a person has to work on themselves to be a Mechakel Yeshua, so then he will definitely be included in this Tchias HaMesim that the Ritva is Mechadish to us, La'oysen Shemesu Begalus V'Chiku LeYeshua. Okay. Shebezoicha to see this.